The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're the kind of person who likes to have total control over every aspect of your life, like I do, boy, do I have a product for you. It's customized to you. It displays your photos. It keeps track of your calendars, your preferred news, your local weather, even your commute traffic to work. All while you are getting ready and looking in the mirror in the morning. It makes it so easy to get organized so you won't miss a thing. It is designed for early adopters and innovators only. Those who see what everyone else has seen but think what no one else has thought. Is this you? Check this out. Introducing Smart Eye Mirror. It's not just a smart mirror, it's a smart lifestyle.
Go check it out at bestmorningroutineever.com and go into the dress up tab, and there you'll see all things Smart Eye Mirror to give you more information, and I will be excited and elated to customize it to you and your liking and your lifestyle.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need Adeko. And today I want to jump on here to talk about, well, judging someone or judging a book by its cover, judging someone before you get to know them. Why are we doing this? Well, we have been talking a lot about habits, how to build habits, how to build habits, why building habits are important, and also bringing the proof successful entrepreneurs, how their habits contribute to their business growth, contribute to them having a fulfilled life, finding their purpose, and truly being happy. So I do understand that though life happens and it gets hard to get up every day and do a morning routine when, you know, you have kids running around that are sick or that you need to get to school and your team's falling apart. You have your business quotas to make and there's more work to do than there are hours in the day. I get it. I understand that. And so these short videos are put in place to actually help navigate the uncertainty or the things that come up in life and day-to-day life. And so today we want to talk about how to deal with people in our lives. And so full disclosure, I am slow to make friends. I am shy, believe it or not. It takes me a while to warm up to people, new people in my life. So take it from me. It's okay to be slow in appraising someone who is new in your life. It's okay to wonder if they are trustworthy or not, and to allow yourself to find out over time and do it through experience. But it is not okay, morning enthusiasts, to start out feeling suspicious about someone, even though you may have seen a red flag or two. You could be wrong, but as long as you protect yourself properly and you give yourself a chance to get to know the person, get to know this new person, you will feel right. You will feel good about whatever conclusion that you reach. I'm telling you, I have to take time to get to know people. It's almost like dating someone new, right? You don't meet them on the first date and say, let's get married next week. You go out on dates. You go get to know them. You get to see their quirks. You get to understand what makes them tick. Then you live with them and that's a whole different ballgame. Like you learn a whole new thing about them. Okay? So it's okay to wanna court and date your friend court and date new business partners. Not date, literally, but like get to know them. It's okay, new investors. It's okay to spend some time with them to learn more about them before jumping the gun and signing your company away, your life away. It's okay to meet new people and not instantly feel like you're BFFs. Take it from me. Take your time. Let experience allow them to show themselves, to see how they react in certain situations, who they are when their back's against the wall, when pressure hits them, how they behave, okay? So allow yourself to have that. It's okay to wanna take things slowly, but don't be suspicious of anyone. Don't write them off before you get to know them type of thing, because you never know when you're gonna need them. You never know what the outcome may be. It's like, don't burn your bridges type of thing, especially as an entrepreneur. So I wanted to share that with you today. I hope it is inspiring. It has motivated me over the years. You know, my goal is to inspire people to do what inspires them. And I hope this has been helpful in your journey to finding your purpose, to finding your goals, to finding out what your talents are and actually monetizing them to build a successful business. You know, this is how we get up, dress up, and show up. We show up with purpose. We show up in our lives for others. We show up for ourselves. We show up our best selves so that we can have the best experience. So go ahead and follow us, like us, and subscribe. We have a YouTube channel. We have a Facebook group. I would love to see you in there. And we have a YouTube channel that is growing rapidly. So to check it out so you can get videos every week, more of this content, amazing content. It's been an honor and pleasure serving you. As always, I love you. I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.